Hello. I'm particularly glad that you decided to join me today in the endeavor that we undertake together in the expression of this Course in Miracles, an idea that it's possible for you in a systematic way to change your mind about yourself. And this next 57-minute interlude will be in a particular sense private. And it's going to be private because of the maturity that you are expressing in our association with each other is a sure indication that you are beginning to accept the fundamental responsibility for your own thinking. Will you say to me, I am responsible for what I see? I'm choosing the result I want in my own mind, and I'm getting that result within the correspondence of my mind. The next three episodes that find correspondence within our association with each other will indicate terms that you have accepted in a fundamental sense about our true relationship with each other. This is a Course in Miracles. It is required within your mind in our association with each other in our discovery that we come from a common source of reality, which we call God, and our perfectly capable within our relationships with each other to express the certainty of that source of reality, along with our determination to practice within the utilization of the mind training, the manner in which we can come to know ourselves. Say to me, I want to know who I really am. Yes, I know you do. Let me show you within the reaches of the new correspondence you have discovered through the mechanisms of teaching how very simple it is for us to communicate if you will decide within the factoring of our correspondence that thoughts are actually the manner in which we express a union of identification, not within the framework of time. So our Course in Miracles says this is a required course from the mind of our resurrected Savior, Jesus Christ, who has been with us since the advent of communication was reestablished and demonstrates to us the totality of the possibility that minds communicate, and that God, our source of reality, is the power that we employ to demonstrate that reality here and now. I was asked to provide some what you would call auspices of conversion based on the teacher's manual of A Course in Miracles, which is the idea that you could walk this world and begin to assume the title of a teacher of God based on determination of self-discovery that shows you the entirety of your relationship with the universe. In effect, you've escaped from the bondage of space-time that heretofore held you in a reflected of association that denied you access to the communication you are beginning to experience with me right now. Look very quickly at the introduction to the teacher's manual together. The role of teaching and learning is actually reversed in the thinking of the world. The reversal is characteristic. It seems as if the teacher and the learner are separated, the teacher giving something to the learner rather than to himself. Further, the act of teaching is regarded as a special activity in which one engages only a relatively short portion of one's time. Listen, the course, on the other hand, emphasizes that to teach is to learn, so that teaching and learning are actually the same. It also emphasizes that teaching is a constant process. It goes on every moment of the day and continues into sleeping thoughts as well. Are you with me with that? What it says very emphatically is what? Say to me, I'm only teaching myself. Is that true? All of the images that you see in correspondence with your own conceptual thoughts are only ideas about yourself that you have placed outside of yourself in order to deny the totality of your single relationship. It's important that you see that the emphasis of the mind training is always an indication of the totality of subjective reality. It's the simple admission that there isn't anything outside of yourself. Did you see what happened there? My identity with you in a moment of the totality of our communication would be an indication that you have accepted responsibility within your own thoughts to reassociate yourself in space-time and therein extend new ideas that accumulate in the converting nature of the recognition of the non-sequentiality of time that previously defined you. So the teacher's manual is an indication that actually what? You're teaching yourself, okay? Everything that you associate within your own mind, even in conceptual admission of responsibility, will almost be a manner in which you attempt to identify yourself. Is that so? The world has taught you through an experience of containment in the idea of conceptual form that you are who you are not. The practice of the conversion of your mind in this Course in Miracles will reveal to you the totality of your relationship with the universe as you escape the bondage of time that has been imposed on you by this world, but you don't want anymore, okay? Finally, within your own concepts, you have made the admission that you want the alternative. The purpose of this course is to empower you with a continuing decision factor to decide against deciding who the world is telling you you are. Teacher's manual. Listen. To teach is to demonstrate. There are only two thought systems, and you demonstrate that you believe one or the other is true all the time, not sometimes. From your demonstration, others learn, and so do you. The question is not whether you will teach, for in that there is no choice. The purpose of the course might be said to provide you with a means of choosing what you want to teach on the basis of what you want to learn. You cannot give to someone else, but only to yourself. Let's say it again. You cannot give to someone else, but only to yourself. And this you learn through teaching. Listen, teaching is but a call to witness, to attest to what you believe. It is a method of conversion because your mind is in a totality of a relationship of conversion based on what you want to learn. The sufficiency of the provision of light that I am offering you now in what in the course is termed a catalytic conversion of your conceptual thought can show you at this time and place, in a very literal sense, a new way to think. If you are in a process of making a comparison within your conceptual self in a predetermined demonstration of what you want this world to represent to you, you cannot not get the result of your own thinking. The provision of this course is in a particular sense to show you a new way to view yourself based on a new perspective of enlightenment available to you at this time and in this place. So you will learn this course, because this course demonstrated by me in my mind at this time to you is our indication that minds communicate. Let's say it again together. Minds communicate. The concepts that we heretofore had set up objectively in order to provide entitlement of separation in a self-certainty of containment of non-creative reality is literally why you're here within this dream of death. This provision is an acknowledgement that I am in your concepts with a new relationship in space-time that's now available to you. And it's available in this teacher's manual, isn't it? Listen to the introduction. This is not done by words alone. Listen, any situation must be to you a chance to teach others what you are and what they are to you. No more than that, but certainly not less. Okay, listen, the curriculum you set up is therefore determined exclusively by what you think you are and what you believe the relationship of others is with you. Listen, in the formal teaching situation, these questions may be totally unrelated to what you think you're teaching. Yet it is impossible not to use the content of any situation on behalf of what you really teach and therefore really learn. I'd like to have you look at me within the perspective of the offering of a continuing conversion of thought form based on the recognition that is occurring within our relationship now. Any correspondence you find with any human being separate from you in body is an attempt to establish a reality within your own conceptual self and share that reality with another conceptual self who you believe is separate from you. My certainty, contained within my illuminate self-reality, offers you my conviction that I am an association within your own mind, not separate from what you think I am. The necessity for the forgiveness of our acts and demonstrations of terror and pain against each other becomes more and more evident in this teaching with the admission that in fact you're attacking yourself. We'll digress in just a moment to the nature within the first 50 lessons where you have been willing to assume the idea, perhaps, that your thoughts out there are images that you have made in order to demonstrate your capacity of occupation of body. I am offering to you my certainty that that occupation of self-awareness can be continually expanded within the light forms of association that apparently correspond to the nature of your demonstration to remain isolated within this own, your own light form. So this teacher's manual is what? It's going to offer to you continuing solutions based first on self-responsibility, that is the fundamental recognition that you're the cause of this, followed by your determination to reassociate with the universe based on a new perspective being offered you in this mind training through this Course in Miracles. Listen. Now, if we're in fabric of associations of our own thought forms, the verbal content of your teaching is quite irrelevant. It may coincide with it, or it may not. Let's look at that for a minute. Nobody really says what they mean. you're always faced with people who are saying, gee, how great you look tonight. And you're wondering, gee, I wonder if he really means that, or does he, or doesn't he? And all of your associations of correspondence are being used to demonstrate the uncertainty that exists within your own conceptual association. Say to me, I knew it. Say, I knew it again. Your conceptual demonstrations in your relationship with each other can only be factors in an attempt to correspond, in this case verbally, with the continuation of your own separation in order to identify yourself separate from that guy. What happens? You find momentary correspondences, you rely on someone else telling you how you look today, and you're walking around with an association that is uncertain about what you hear in association with yourself, very simply because the image that represents its own separation is also uncertain. You might want to look at my certainty of the illusionary nature of this world. Everyone you're meeting in space-time cannot not express to you your own uncertainty. Okay, he becomes an image of association within your own mind that is exactly as doubtful as you are. Okay? Say to me, I doubt that. I know you do. As a matter of fact, fundamentally, you doubt the whole procedure by which you can come to know the truth of who you are. That's true because you're afraid of the power of your own mind to reassert the determination that you represent within this continuum. First, the manner in which you can escape, and second, the certainty that you have returned to this framework based on the teachings of our Savior Jesus to express a mechanism whereby minds can communicate in the truth of the power to represent the peace and love of God that has already been predetermined within our association with each other and is inevitable in the process. It's impossible. If you have tuned in to this video within the perspective of wherever you think you are in space-time, that this has not already occurred within the fabric of your correspondence of mind. You will and did become a teacher of God because you are. Okay, the continuing alteration through the transformation of your association of the species of man will offer you a new time and place in a continuing reference of the availability through the change of your mind of the recognition of a whole new space and time that's actually going on simultaneously with this one. This is what the teacher's manual explained to you. Listen. So it may coincide with what you're saying or not. Listen, it's the teaching underlying what you say that actually is teaching yourself. Teaching but reinforces what you believe about yourself. Its fundamental purpose is to diminish self-doubt. That's what we just talked about. This does not mean that the self you're trying to protect is real. Could you hear that? But it does mean that the self you think is real is what you're going to teach. Everyone in this world presumes to teach their own conceptual relationship with themselves when the truth of the matter is they have no idea who they are, where they came from, or how they got here. But if they're determined to objectify momentarily associations of correspondences with the body, they will be successful. Until what? Until they annihilate themselves in their inability to find the solution. So, reminder, time lasted but a moment in your mind with no effect on eternity. So all of the associations of our correspondence are actually over. Here's an association going on in this correspondence. This is my invitation to you, within a projection of your own mind, first to entertain the idea that you're responsible for what you're seeing, and second, to let an emergence through the power of light, through the act of forgiveness, all of the death associations that you placed outside of you for fear of your own correspondence to come into the particulars of the discovery of who you really are. Why? You are whole and perfect as God created you. The demonstrations through the miraculous resurrection of my Savior Jesus are but to authenticate his fundamental teaching that all power is given unto you in heaven and earth, and his further admonition that therefore you be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. But you listen to this. The idea that there is an objective God that finds correspondence with you within your separate relationships is emphatically denied by the mind of Jesus. He says to you what? Very simply, God is in our relationships with each other. If the factoring of your conceptual idea about yourself represents what you believe, it is impossible that within that factoring there is not the totality of self-recognition as first the Son of God and second the Savior of this world. So our first half hour is about up and it's moved very rapidly. Why? We're excited at the prospect of introducing to you the mind training of this teacher's manual. Let's wrap this up. Listen. Now, this does not mean the self you think you are is real. This is inevitable. There is no escape from it. How could it be otherwise? Everyone who follows the world's curriculum teaches solely to convince himself that it is what he's not. Herein is the purpose of the world. What else then would its curriculum be? Into this hopeless and closed learning situation, which teaches nothing but despair and death, God sends his teachers. And as they teach his lesson of joy and hope, their learning finally becomes complete. All right? There's an indication here that you have accepted the particulars of A Course in Miracles in the demonstration of your individual capacity through love, through the sharing of the joy and happiness that we're experiencing within this time frame, all right, that you can teach yourself in a systematic way who you really are. Listen to me as we wrap up this first 30 minutes. Okay, these are done for television. If you continue to let the world tell you what you are in your human relationships with yourself, you will be unable to see the new you that's emerging within your own correspondence, very simply because you're fearful of the message that you would hear about your own power of mind contained within you. Okay, see how necessary forgiveness is? If these images of objective correspondence have denied you access to yourself, when you first present the discovery of a new curriculum contained within yourself to the world, probably the first thing they'll say to you is, what in hell are you talking about? What are you telling me? Okay. Because the conceptual association you have had with them has been to verify the nature of the limitation that you have imposed on yourself in order to continue to bind yourself to this little location of separation. So this mind training of A Course in Miracles has reached the point within your own mind where you are determined to represent yourself as a teacher of God. And this is the assumption of the responsibility based on the discovery of a miracle, of an alternative of light factoring that has always been available to you. We'll be back in just a moment to continue with the mind training of this teacher's manual. Remember that God is the mind with which we think, and that God goes with us wherever we go. So we can say together as we complete this first 30 minutes, God bless us, and we want. I'll be right back. Are you back with us, a teacher of God? Good, I'm good. I'm glad to see you again. I'm a teacher of God. Are you? Say to me, I'm a teacher of God. Yeah. You're going to begin to teach from the totality of your own reference of source of reality, which is God. The fundamental admission that we all come from a single source is the basic requirement of recognition of who you are. All of the apparent injustices and variations in ability or capacity based on body identity are finally fundamentally meaningless if we have a common source. I assure you that I am offering you a certainty in the entirety of the involvement of my mind through illumination of the realization that we share a single mind. The mindfulness of that single mind, we call that the Son of God. Or in this particular, we're going to call it the Savior of the world. This from my Savior, Jesus. Jesus says that a teacher of God, this is the miracle, one who is determined to continue to express the discovery of the miracle that's occurring within him, will very rapidly assume the role of saviorship because he accepts fundamentally in his own relationship that he is the cause of this world. Are you listening now to me? Okay, here's an offering, just a moment in this meditative procedure. I am the cause of this. No other cause there is. As I change my mind about who I am, I recognize in my brother, in my previous projections of mine, a shared commonality of a single mind. There is one mind, and that we share with our creative source. As we awaken from this dream of death, we find within the vision of our correspondences a teacher. In the teacher's manual, it's going to say that particular teachers have been assigned to particular pupils. This is inevitable within the frame of the historic reference of a human being, very simply because, will you say this with me? It's impossible to meet a stranger. Say it. It's impossible to meet a stranger. How could you meet a stranger if everyone that you're peopling and finding correspondence with simply represents your determination to authenticate and verify yourself within your own association? Now, the idea that you have denied the totality of correspondence within your space-time location is nothing but an admission of your fear of the entirety of who you are. In a particular sense, your fear of the light of the entirety of the converting nature of the energy of the power of the mind of God. Let's wrap up the introduction to the teacher's manual. Listen. Except for God's teachers, there would be little hope of salvation, for the world of sin would seem forever real. Why? The self-deceived must deceive, for they must teach deception. And what else is hell? This is a manual for the teachers of God. They're not perfect, or they would not be here. Listen, yet it is their mission to become perfect here. And so they teach perfection over and over and over again in many, many ways until what? They learn it within their own relationship. And then what? And then they are seen no more, although their thoughts remain a source of strength and truth forever. Who are they? How are they chosen? What do they do? How can they work out their own salvation and the salvation of this world? This manual attempts to answer these questions. Let's share together a moment of correspondence that you have discovered in the first 27 minutes of this teaching. First of all, there's no question that you have admitted that I am a part of an association within your own mind. The admission of that leads you to the determination that what I am offering you must also be contained within your mind. In the assumption, okay, of the fundamental process of enlightenment of this Course in Miracles, you cannot not begin to find correspondence with your true self, all right? Very simply because your true self is who you're searching for. Now, my continuing demonstration to you that if you continue to search for solutions within your relationship of separation, you can never find the truth. Very simply because the truth is not in your human relationships. The idea that you have authenticated and justified through your own conceptual idea about yourself within your relationship of this world cannot not deny you access to the certainty of who you really are. Are you listening to me? From my mind to yours? There is no world. The matrix of correspondence that represents your conceptual self in your determination to seek the solution is all around you. You momentarily find correspondence of that as the occupation within your own body and live within that limited frame of yourself. What I just read you in this introduction offers you my certainty of this. If all of this world is contained within your own mind, and I assure you that it is, including my message, which is also contained within your own mind, through a continuing practice of the conversion. We call this a miracle because it's a sudden revealing to you of who you really are, not contained within the perspective of your mind. The more that begins to occur to you, the more certain you become of an inborn capacity to represent yourself in the extension of the new power of your mind. That's what I'm offering you. Not only am I offering it you, you accepted it. It's impossible that if you are viewing this video with me, that you did not accept the new thoughts that you now represent to yourself as a solution to your space-time location. Will you be leaving this world? Say to me, I intend to leave this world. Yes. You intend to escape the bondage of the space-time reference of yourself in this location that has bound you to the littleness of you contained within the fear that represents your correspondence with self-identity. The offering of this miracle procedure has penetrated sufficiently into the defenses of yourself that allow you to see the alternative. What a surprising idea that in the workbook of A Course in Miracles, the immediacy of the availability of alternatives within your own conceptions is what have made you a teacher. Because the self-discovery that you now entertain and want to enhance through the joy that you experience, you will take out into the world and joyfully express as an alternative to the conceptual objectives association, which, as I view your world, is one of an increasing intense fear of what is outside. There's nothing outside of you. The offering at this time and place is your own self-realization. The workbook of the Course in Miracles, the first 50 lessons, will take on a new value to you now. And most of you are utilizing the idea of the mind training, and that is what has made you a teacher of God. Let's look at what a teacher of God is. So who's a teacher of God? Look, a teacher of God is anyone who chooses to be one. His qualifications consist solely in this: somehow, somewhere, he has made a deliberate choice in which he did not see his interests as apart from someone else's. Once he has done that, his road is established and his direction is sure. A light has entered the darkness. It may be a single light, but that is enough. He has entered into an agreement with God, even if he does not yet believe in him. He has become a bringer of salvation. He has become a teacher of God. In our associations with Course in Miracles International at the United Nations, as an NGO, that is a non-government participator, we are very much aware that the purpose of the United Nations is expressed as the alleviation of hurt and pain and starvation that's going on in the world. In a literal sense, the moment you acknowledge your brother's pain and attempt to alleviate it, what do you become? A teacher of love. Is that all right with you? The Course in Miracles International, which is a part of the United Nations, is determined as teachers to express love and forgiveness in service, totally without regard to the doctrinal identity of what peace can offer to the world. Why? Peace is found in us individually, in our determination to first recognize our brother's pain and then to attempt to alleviate. Do you remember this with me? The action of that service contains a verification of yourself in relationship with what you want to be. There are many teachers of God who are unable to get past the factoring of the necessity to relieve their brother's pain. I can help them with this very simply by increasing the power of conversion that's possible within their own mind in the fundamental recognition that they are the cause of the entirety of this. Not in the specific reference of the healing that's necessary within their own mind, but in the determination of the power that's available to them through the acceptance of their responsibility. The need for you to alleviate your brother's pain and to offer to this world and to your community the service that you have found through sharing love and forgiveness is your sole qualification to be a teacher of God. You are one, and you will teach as you learn in moments of forgiveness and shared happiness who you really are. Listen to just a little more. So teachers of God come from where? All over the world. They come from all religions and from no religion. They are the ones who have answered. Why? The call is universal. It goes on all the time, everywhere. It calls for teachers to speak for it and redeem the world. Are you listening? Many hear it, but few will answer. Yet it's only a matter of time. Why? Everyone will answer in the end, but the end can be a long, long way off. It is because of this that the plan for teachers was established. Their function is to save time. Why? Each one begins as a single light, but with the call at its center, it is a light that cannot be limited. Are you listening? And each one saves 1,000 years of time as the world judges it. To the call itself, time has no meaning. Let's look together at what we're actually saying here. If I'm in a correspondence with the limitations I have imposed on myself within my own mind, the offering that I have discovered in the maturation of myself as a human being, I will offer to the entirety of the world. In a particular sense, it's an evolutionary process of man, a metamorphosis of self-realization. But the offering of it in this Course in Miracles can save time very simply because the path that you have chosen within your own conceptual idea about yourself is now retarding the progress that you can make if you decide to look again within your own mind. And it requires the fundamental admission that you are responsible for the world that you see and that you are choosing the outcomes you want within that perspective. So are you a teacher of God? Are you going to assume that role in our shared responsibility? Of course. You're watching this video. I am an offering of a containment within your own mind that is demonstrating to you your own wholeness of mind. This through my Savior, Jesus Christ, who has been with us since his resurrection, acting as an intermediate of the power of mind by the Holy Spirit, by the energies of conversion, that if we choose at this moment, time will be over for us. Why? Time is already over. Once more, time lasted but a moment in your mind with no effect on eternity. Now, how much does that help you within the particulars of your own pertainment of mind? There's no way that anyone can be certain except you. I can assure you that all of the procedures in which we are participating here are only lasting for just that moment. Now, if we decide that that moment is fear, we will represent ourselves in fearful correspondence with our location. We will then occupy that location, remain in fear of our old associations, project them into a future reference of ourself, and make unavailable to ourselves the entirety of the light being offered by everyone that's all around you. What I'm telling you is true. You listen to me. Everyone out in this world, everyone that you meet, cannot not be offering you the entirety of the solution within your own mind. And the time will come and did where through the practice of forgiveness, through the practice of laying down our cause and effect associations, our attack and defense modalities, we begin to recognize each other. I know perfectly well who you are, and you know perfectly well who I am. The question is not that. The question is, how can we reestablish communication with our minds contained within our conceptual form? This can be accomplished within a space-time frame if it is our mutual decision to do so. Okay. Let's look just a minute at a lesson, a very early lesson within the Course that corresponds to this teaching. Very quickly, 15. My thoughts are images that I have made. It is because the thoughts you think appear as images that you do not recognize them as nothing. You think them, and so you see them. This is how your seeing was made. This is the function you have given your body's eyes. It's not really seeing, it's image making. It takes the place of seeing, replacing vision with illusions. Listen, as you go along, you may have many light episodes, and I hope you're having one now. They may take many different forms, some of them quite unexpected. Don't be afraid of them. They are signs that you are opening your eyes at last. They will not persist because they merely symbolize true perception, and they are not related to knowledge. Now, these exercises within this course will not reveal knowledge to you, but they will prepare you so that you can begin to see the entirety of your relationship. What's important about it? The idea that you will recognize within this training that you're not alone in experiencing your own thoughts. What an idea. Are you listening? There's no such thing as private thoughts. Let's try it again. I'm talking directly to you. I'm not concerned about the world, what the world has told you you are. You're not that. I'm concerned about the new perspective you're beginning to feel within your own relationship. There's no such thing as a private thought. Every thought that you express and maintain is expressing everything within your own worldly association. This is my offering of a predetermination within your own mind that a new location in space-time is available to you by continuing to interreact with the nature of the form that has previously visualized your objective association. That's the lesson that we just offered to you. Listen to this. The idea for today is obviously the reason why your seeing does not affect you alone. Why? You will notice that at times the ideas related to thinking precede those related to perceiving, while at other times the order is reversed. The reason is that the order does not matter. Are you ready for this? Thinking and its results are really simultaneous, for cause and effect are never separate. I'm going to offer you, I think just for a moment, the idea of the power of your mind that you actually possess within your individual relationship. The power of thought, that is, the power of a single thought, is the entirety of your communication to the universe based on the power of God. Listen, any one single thought that a human conceptual association, called a son of God by Jesus, cannot not contain the power of conversion based on the certainty of the power of the mind of God. All right? Now, the relationship between cause and effect is actually simultaneous. Here's what occurs. This is a miracle. The moment that I don't attempt conceptually to solve the problem of the dilemma of who I am contained within my thought association, the problem is solved. The problem is solved because all around me is a new idea that we are arriving at in the discovery of a technique of communication. Okay. That expresses the certainty that we share a single power of mind. All right. Your attempts to communicate conceptually as a human being are always and only denials of the power of thought that is inherent in you as a co-creator within the universe, of the capacity to express yourself in your entirety. Your fear to express yourself in your entirety is only an indication of your determination to express yourself in the limitations that you have imposed on yourself in the body form, not to recognize the offering now being presented to you. The time will come, and did, as Master Jesus would tell you, when you heard this message and ascended to heaven and took your rightful place as a co-creator within the universe. Let's go to the fundamental teaching. The salvation of the world depends on you, because there is one mind, and that is the mind we share with God. My concern about whether you use the religious vernacular, whether you declare to me you are the Savior, doesn't concern me. The fact of the matter is, this world is a totality of a containment of your conceptual self within space-time. And as long as you occupy yourself in the limitations that apparently are imposed on you, you will not be able to hear the message of the power of alterations of the vibrations of light form that would show you instantly that you're not trapped in space-time. The purpose of this Course in Miracles and the demonstration that I am offering you now is a conversion of your own self-formulation, to the admission you can escape the bondage of space-time, since it has already been escaped in its entirety by your mind. You now represent momentarily the wholeness of that alternative within this time frame. Thank you for tolerating with me my uncompromising assertion that you are whole and perfect as you are created. It is based on my own self-certainty about who I am, which cannot not be shared by you. Are you listening? Our self-certainty is singular. If we do another hour in this mind training of the teacher's manual, we're going to offer to you a very dramatic sentence contained within the teacher's manual that indicates how many saviors of the world are necessary to save it in its entirety. In the meantime, thank you for joining us here. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we are thinking at this moment, and our power of correspondence has released us from this time frame. Shall we say it together? God bless us, everyone. I think I'll be back.